the thing started out as, you know, trying to keep the locals involved, keeping the fire department involved. So they had water ball, the fire department, and you know what water ball is? They set up this big cable and they put this big heavy ball on it, and one firefighter team gets over here, another firefighting team gets over here, they start the ball in the middle, and there's marks on the cable, and they turn on the hoses and they sit here and they try to put the ball over the line on, you know, back and forth. It's like tug of war, but it's using water pressure, pushing this ball back and forth. So they had those water ball fights. We had, believe it or not, Craig Reese and Jack Reese, we had a log sawing contest with the big saw, and I'm trying to think what they call that saw. Cross cut saw. But anyway, of course, Jack and Craig won that. You know, that was kind of a given. You know, tobacco spitting contest. I think we had a frying pan throwing contest, climb the grease pole contest. Had sawdust area for the kids where we just threw a bunch of money in there and, you know, throw the sawdust and the kids could play around in that area and they'd pick up money, you know, and things like that. And then they brought in some flea market stuff. But at one point, they had a beer garden, and the American Legion had a roped-off beer garden. We had bands playing. We had a parade. It started on Thursday. It went Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The auction, the pie auctions were like Sunday after church. So, but we had carnival rides. We had vendors. It was really a neat thing. And then we would have kids at the elementary school here design the logo for our, you know, for the Farmers Festival. So anyway, that at some point, you know, I got off the committee, and just some people just, you know, after you spend 6-7 years on it, and it's something that you have to run year round. This is something like you just decide you're going to do it and you do it.